Teams everywhere are dealing with a serious problem, a productivity problem. It's no secret, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. Most tech is too complicated, there are too many time-consuming tasks, and teams aren't getting the info they need to close deals and connect with customers. Don't worry, though. HubSpot's customer platform can help. It was built to save time and make your job easier so you can get back to building your business. No more hours wasted on time-consuming tasks. No more chasing down prospect info. No more one system for this, another system for that. HubSpot can help you find leads, reach prospects, and deliver the insights you need to convert them to customers, all in one place. Plus, HubSpot AI can literally do more of your work for you so you can focus more on scaling your business. Because HubSpot knows you have some big growth goals, and they're here to make your productivity problem no problem at all. Visit HubSpot.com to learn how they can help you grow better.
Howdy, folks. It is Thursday, March 2nd. I'm Jacob Cohen here with Juliet Bennett-Ryla, and you are listening to The Hustle Daily Show. Today, we're talking about what appears to be a major win for insulin. Yesterday, Eli Lilly announced it will lower the prices of its insulin products. What's happening? Why is this such a big deal? And why now? We'll get into that, but first, let's take a quick look at what else is going on in the world of business and tech. Let's get crack-a-lackin'. All right, first things first. OpenAI is open for business. The organization, which started as a nonprofit, but which now operates more as an organization with a capped profit, which helped it attract investors, launched a ChatGPT AI for businesses. And this will let pretty much any company embed ChatGPT functionality into its products. Early customers already include Snap, Instacart, Shopify. Snap is using the API for its My AI feature we discussed earlier on the pod this week. Instacart used it, I thought this was cool, to create Ask Instacart, which is a shoppable search feature that lets you ask things like, what's a healthy lunch for my kids? So pretty cool stuff here. And I think we're going to see a lot of companies just come out of this. It was also a big day for TikTok yesterday. The tech giant has announced new safeguards for younger users. So now users under 18 will have a 60-minute daily screen time limit in the TikTok app. They can extend that by entering a passcode, but the company says it'll force users to make an active decision to extend their time on the app. Meanwhile, though, the TikTok ban train is going full steam ahead. This week, the White House said it was giving federal agencies 30 days to delete TikTok from government devices. Canada and the European Parliament have already moved to do similar things. And yesterday, the House committee advanced legislation that could enable a TikTok ban by allowing the president to ban TikTok for sharing user data with the Chinese government. In response, TikTok said banning the app would effectively ban the export of American culture and values. And the bill would now need to be approved by a Senate to make its way to the president's desk. In other news, this was not such great news to see. According to the FTC, while the number of consumer fraud reports dropped 17% year over year to 2.4 million in 2022, aggregate losses totaled $8.8 billion, which is up 44% year over year. We also saw a big raise yesterday. Delta's 15,000 pilots voted to approve a contract that'll have them see 34% raises over the next 4 years. Also, Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong came out with an op-ed yesterday saying the U.S. risks its financial and geopolitical standing if it does not embrace cryptocurrencies. And lastly, Lil Wayne, big check. The rapper sold his Miami house for $22.6 million. He bought it in 2018 for $16.8 million and previously owned one with a skate park and a shark lagoon. How about that? All right, Juliet. So according to the CDC, more than 37 million adults in the United States have diabetes. High insulin prices have long been a major talking point, conflict, an issue in healthcare. But yesterday, there was actually some pretty welcome news from Eli Lilly, a pharmaceutical giant in this space. So Can you fill us in on what's going on here?
Yeah. So essentially, Eli Lilly announced that it would do a few things that should offer some relief to patients with diabetes. They're going to cap out-of-pocket insulin costs at $35 a month and cut prices of insulin products, including some of their top sellers, by about 70%. This is interesting because back when Twitter decided it was going to just let anyone buy a verified checkmark for $8, a lot of people did that and created parody accounts. Among them, someone did this with Eli Lilly and announced that insulin would be free, which got a lot of people talking about the topic. And not that they hadn't been talking about the topic before, but it became a big point of discussion. Eli Lilly's stock took a slight dip.
Yeah.
Elon Musk's Twitter had to cease its checkmark verification process at the time because too many people were doing this.
I remember that. Yeah, I think the market cap of the company dropped like $15 billion that day.
Right.
But just shows you how big a deal it is.
Yeah. So I guess what's interesting here is insulin, life-saving drug. A lot of people just simply cannot afford it. And that is a very uniquely American problem. About 1.3 million Americans apparently ration their insulin in 2022, which is dangerous. You can die from that. And at the same time, as Bernie Sanders will gladly tell you over and over again on his Twitter, Eli Lilly made about $7 billion in revenue that same year. So there's a lot of push from lawmakers to make these costs affordable for Americans. The reason it is so high in the United States, according to what I was reading in a great Vox article about this, is other nations, the drug companies will have to like negotiate with the government what price will be paid, but America functions on more of a free market system. So they will claim something like, this is the price of innovation. This is different insulin than the insulin that you got back in the 1920s, which when insulin was invented, its creator was like, I don't want to profit off of this. No one should ever profit off of this.
Yeah.
So it's just a really weird, like, there's a lot that goes into this, but the bottom line is that people need it to live. So what's been happening lately? Why is this all happening now? It would be fun to attribute it to the tweet, but there's actually a lot of other things going on. So for one, like I said, lawmakers are really putting pressure for this to be affordable. The Inflation Reduction Act recently capped out-of-pocket costs to $35 a month for people on Medicare. And in his recent State of the Union, President Biden was like, we're going to expand this cap to all Americans. So there's that pressure there. You've got lawmakers like Bernie Sanders, like I said, tweeting about constantly. And then for two, Eli Lilly was one of just three companies that basically controlled the global insulin market. But now they've got competition because there have been groups that have said, hey, this is too expensive, so I'm going to come in and try to solve this problem. And among them is Mark Cuban and his Cost Plus drug company and the entire state of California, where lawmakers have earmarked about $100 million to develop a generic product that would not be so expensive. So I think the writing was kind of just on the wall for Eli Lilly, like, you got to do something because competition is coming. People are making fun of you on Twitter. Like, there's a lot happening for you right now.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing a lot of people seeing this as a heartwarming gesture, but more so as a thing that they were forced to. I'm seeing a lot of people wondering how this cost will be passed on to insurers, who, of course, will put it in our premium. So there's a lot of stuff going on. I don't think anyone's like, wow, you're the good guy all of a sudden. But I hope it provides some relief to some of these patients who were really having a tough time.
Yeah. And bada bing, bada boom. That's going to do it for us today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Ezra Trupiano. Our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, you can go sign up at thehustle.co/email. Hope you have an awesome Thursday. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Hey, everybody, this great new podcast just came out, and I can't wait to tell you about it. It's called The Next Wave, AI in the Future of Technology, and it's hosted by Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands. And of course, it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. You can catch The Next Wave with Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands, who are leading AI creators who are your guiding light in the AI and technology frontier. AI technology is transforming the way we do business, and the media landscape is a bit fragmented, but The Next Wave strives to be the leading podcast on AI technology and how you can apply it to growing your business. You can listen to The Next Wave wherever you get your podcasts.